This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk about a charity that helps kids with brain tumors all across the United States. But first, Katy Perry put her foot down when asked to pay to play in the Super Bowl. In a recent interview, Perry talked about her upcoming Super Bowl halftime performance, promising a 12-minute mashup of her hits, along with humor, costume changes, special guests, and more. And Katy says she put her foot down when the NFL asked her and other finalists to pay for the chance to perform. She said, "I put my foot down very early in the courtship. I said, look, guys, here's where I draw the line in the sand. I want to be invited on my own merits and not with some fine print. I stuck to my position. I don't even care if my contract leaks. I have nothing to hide, basically." She also doesn't plan to cause any Janet Jackson-like scandals during the show, saying, "My intention is that everyone talks about the music and nothing else. Sometimes you can't control other people, but I will control myself." Michael Quinn's charity, it's called Friends for Michael Foundation. It helps children with brain tumors from all over the U.S. Here's his story.
Well, my son was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2002, and with both my wife and I being in the military, we had so many people that wanted to come and help and give him Game Gear games and Giants tickets and Yankee tickets, and he said, "Daddy, you know, I've done those things. But maybe if people want to help, we can collect donations. It's too late for me, but maybe we can help some other kids." Which is pretty heady stuff for a 13-year-old facing a death sentence. I mean, he really wanted to help other people. And so we continue that. In 2 weeks, we raised $14,000, and then we continued it. And then the following year, we did a run, and Michael was there with a wheelchair and on oxygen, but he raised $50,000. And then since then, it's just ballooned. And we continue to help families across the country. We provide them with funding. Our niche is that we provide them with funding very quickly. So it may not be a lot, but what we do is we give it to them in 2 or 3 days. And it helps pay for keep the gas on, or gas for cars. It helps pay for their electricity. It helps when their car breaks down. But the most meaningful thing for me was when we get calls that say that we need to get the money there quickly because we need to get Christmas presents because it's going to be maybe the last Christmas they do. Or it's going to be for birthday gifts. And, you know, we want to give one more teddy bear. And so things like that are what we do and how we do it. We just had a note from somebody that said, "Thank you very much. Your donation helped us get a wheelchair. So now my son can get around a little bit better." So it's been very meaningful for us. We do it everywhere around the country. We're a small organization. We're all volunteers, so we don't have any overhead to speak of. Everything that we do goes to the kids.
Well, I know there was a child here today from Chester, New York, who benefited from your foundation. So, I actually could put a face to the story.
Yeah.
And this goes on all over the country, right?
Oh, yeah, everywhere. I mean, we're one of St. Jude's favorite places to go to get help. We help Portland Children's Hospital, Cincinnati Children's Hospital, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Sloan Kettering down here. We help in Westchester. So we've helped families around this area, but we help families everywhere. Phoenix Children's Hospital is another one that we go to. And it's really neat to go there. And it is funny sometimes because we'll get notes from them thanking our staff. But we don't have a staff. We just have one person that calls the social worker and verifies it, and then we give it to them. So the other thing that's different about us is that we have a very small application. It's one-page application that says, "This is my kid. He or she has a brain tumor. Please send money, and these are the doctors." And we contact the social workers, verify it, and send the money out in 2 or 3 days.
It's an amazing story, Michael. How do people find you on the internet, right?
Well, the best way is to go to our website. It's www.friends4michael.org. For family assistance, you can just click on their family assistance link and get the very simple form. For donations, you click on the donations link, and that's the best way to help us out.
And when you do an event like the one we're at today where you're raising money for your foundation, what comes to mind when you think of your son?
How much he'd enjoy this. I mean, he'd be here. I mean, we had the head football coach for Army here, and he was such a huge Army football fan. We've got so many friends here that he would just enjoy being around. So these things are very meaningful for me. They're physically exhausting because I'm running around doing things, but they're emotionally exhausting because, get a little emotional here, behind every face, I kind of see him over the shoulder. And I know he's here, and he's very happy what we're doing.
I couldn't thank you enough for making me a part of this today, because it's an honor. So thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. We really appreciate it. It's amazing how we've made such wonderful friends through this journey. I often say that we never got the blessing that we wanted, but we've had so many blessings along the way. And people like you and Darlene Rodriguez and all the other people that we've met, the families that we've spoken to, it's just, those are the blessings that Michael gives us every day.
With Michael Quinn, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. Oh, America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. What's the difference between a civil death and a legal death? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Order in the court!
A civil death is when someone has been sentenced to life in prison and therefore forfeits all their civil rights. For example, to marry, own property, or sign contracts. A legal death is a presumption that someone has died based on prolonged absence and through exhaustive efforts cannot be found for a number of years. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Harley-Davidson has inked a 75-year deal to reserve its place at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
Yeah?
Is it too soon to book for the year 2090? Daytona, are you listening? Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Harley-Davidson has locked in the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally for the next 75 years. This extremely out-there deal includes plans for a concert stage and year-round permanent structure scheduled to open just in time for this year's 75th Sturgis in early August. Hey, book your 2090 campsite now. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.